Hey, this is Eric Bailey, CEO of Feel Well, Live Well. Welcome to Aspire Higher, the power of goal setting. A few years ago, I had the incredible privilege of taking my wife on a 7-day cruise to the Mexican Riviera. For her birthday, she was super excited. I had to plan this thing literally for years in advance, and I had to keep it secret from my wife for years because I wanted it to be super special. If you're not familiar with how cruises work, you pay to get on the ship, and of course that includes all of your food and all of your entertainment and your lodging, and usually the ship will spend a few days lodged at different ports, what's called ports of call. And this was going down to the Mexican Riviera, and so we had a couple of days in Cabo San Lucas, a day in Puerto Vallarta, and what you can do is, if you want to, you can actually purchase what are called excursion tickets, which means you purchase tickets to go off and do activities in the city where the ship is docked. And I went online before we got on, and I found the absolute most amazing activities that we could possibly do, and I wanted to surprise her with them, and so I turned it into a really corny ceremony. And so what I would do is, every night right before we were going to be going on to one of these excursions, I sat my wife down on the bed, and I said, okay, get ready. You're going to find out what we're going to do tomorrow. Brace yourself, because tomorrow we are going. And I would announce what we would be doing the next day. Well, the very first excursion, the night before, I sat her down and it was the same thing. And I'm recording it and I say, all right, Heather, brace yourself. Get ready, because tomorrow we are going parasailing. And she's like, what? You know, because that's how she talks. And so the next day we get ready and we take our tickets and we meet with this group that is going to be going parasailing. If you're not familiar with parasailing, what you do is you get with your group in this speedboat. They take you off into the ocean or into the lake or wherever you're at. And when it's your turn, they hook you onto what looks like a giant kite, which is tied to the boat by this huge long rope. And when it's your turn, after they get you anchored in, you sit down in the back of the boat, and then the captain of the boat punches on the gas, and the boat goes, and you begin to rise higher and higher up into the air. So my wife and I are watching these other couples doing this, these other people experiencing this, and we're just looking at each other going, oh my goodness, that looks like the scariest thing. Oh my gosh, what have we gotten ourselves into? Finally, it was our turn, so we sit down next to each other, and they begin to strap us into this giant kite. The guy looks at us, the captain of the ship looks at us, and he says, all right, you ready? We're going, no. He goes, 3, 2, 1, and he hits on the gas, and we begin to go higher and higher and higher. I'm freaking out. I'm going, oh my gosh, Heather, here it comes. Oh my goodness, here, off we go. But as we get higher and higher, I began to realize the more peaceful it got. We got a few hundred feet in the air and we could see for miles around us. It was absolutely gorgeous, absolutely breathtaking. And it surprised us because we knew that the speedboat was still moving pretty quickly, but it was so peaceful up in the air where we were. A lot of people have goals, but are so scared to actually do something to make those goals happen because they're so fearful of what will happen, all the problems they might have once they actually get there. A lot of people have goals but aren't reaching the heights they really want to because they simply aren't reaching high enough. For example, a lot of people come to meet with me as a personal mentor. They sit down and they tell me the different things that they're wanting. And one of the first questions I ask them is, if you could have absolutely any 3 wishes right now, what would they be? It's fascinating to note how many people, as one of their 3 wishes, put debt free. I look at these wishes and I turn to look at them and I say, that's an interesting answer. I notice that you wrote debt free. Why didn't you ask to be rich? And it always is fascinating because their face will kind of screw up and they'll look at me weird and they'll go, huh, I'd never even thought of that. And I thought, well, yeah, of course, if you were rich, you would probably be able to pay off your debts pretty easily, plus have a substantial amount of money to live off of, to invest, to enjoy life in. And again, they're scratching their heads going, oh my goodness, I'd never even thought of that. I want you to think about your own life. Think about the different things that you're doing to improve your life, or maybe you're not doing anything at all. Are you really reaching as high as you could possibly reach? My friend, it's time to start reaching a little higher. It's time to aspire higher. It's time to get you some goals.